You're listening to Charlottesville's Podcasting Network. I'm Dan Gould. Each spring and fall, the Senior Center in Charlottesville's Encore Players takes to the stage to perform a series of one-act plays. This spring, the group presented a series of five plays. Marital Bliss finds its origin in Adam's Rib. The play was directed by Betty Hales and introduced by Gene Newland and Pat Cook. The performance took place on Wednesday, March 22, 2013, as a part of the Encore Players Spring 2013 performance. This is the fifth and final part of our Monday series. Our podcast is entitled The Encore Players, Adam's Rib. Here's Gene Newland.
We're going to take a look in on Adam in the Garden of Eden, as he places an urgent phone call after making some startling discoveries. Everything has been just fine before this, but now what is he supposed to do about what just happened?
We can't live with him, and we can't live without him. That's the way it has been since the dawn of time. The scene opens in Eden, the Garden of, that is. And Adam is placing a very urgent phone call.
What's going on, Lord? I woke up now and found this big Band-Aid, you know, right here on my chest. What happened? What operation? What do you mean you'll explain later?
Must you talk so loud? I'm trying to sleep.
Listen, another thing, God. This morning I found this creature in my bed. It's not like any other animal I've ever seen.
Oh, do you have to make phone calls so early in the morning? Don't you have any consideration at all?
What do you mean it's just like me? It doesn't look a thing like me. It's lumpy.
What a great blind date you turned out to be. We've only just met, and already you're insulting me.
Lord, what is this thing? A woman? What's a woman? What do you mean, I'll find out?
Do you know that you snore a lot in your sleep? Is that what I'm going to have to put up with?
Lord, oh yeah, do you know that you talk a lot in your sleep? And you never stop talking when you're unconscious? Now, be quiet. This is an important call.
Are you always this grumpy in the morning?
Lord, why did you do this to me? You thought I was lonely? Well, that's just dandy. Did I tell you I was lonely? Now, don't give me that father knows best stuff. Now, quit being evasive. You're not giving me straight answers. I think you got a hidden agenda here. What do you mean you're taking the fifth? So, all you're going to say is, you'll find out. Well, fine, thanks a lot.
Well, I hope you're satisfied. I wanted to sleep late this morning, but you woke me up talking so loud.
Well, excuse me. This is my bed. And you walked, you woke me up with cold feet all over my back.
Sirs, you're right. Because I was cold and you hogged all the leaves on the bed.
Well, it is my bed. Still is.
Not anymore.
You mean you're going to be hanging out around here?
Yes. I'm your wife.
Wife? What's a wife?
You'll find out.
Oh, you sound just like God.
You got it, Buster.
Now, don't call me. Don't call me Buster. My name is Adam.
Nice name. I never heard it before. I'm called Eve.
Eve Schmeem, how did you get here anyway?
Well, God made me out of one of your ribs while you were sleeping.
So that explains this big Band-Aid. That was a dirty trick. I want my rib back.
It's too late now, honey.
I can see that. So what are you supposed to be doing here?
God didn't want you to be alone.
God should mind his own business. I liked being alone. Alone was good.
But you had no one to talk to.
The heck I didn't. God gave me all those animals. I talked to them all the time.
But they didn't talk back.
That's just what I mean. Alone was good. I could do all the talking.
Not anymore.
Yeah, so I've noticed.
Oh, stop complaining. Talking to me won't be so bad. In fact, in time, you'll get so you like talking to me.
No, I won't.
No, really now. Wouldn't it be nice to have someone to tell you how wonderful you are?
Well, I know that already.
And how about, wouldn't it be nice to have somebody to laugh at your jokes?
What jokes? I never hear any jokes. The guys I hang with out at the watering hole are all camels and goats.
Well, think about it again. I can still tell you how wonderful you are.
Like I said, I know that already.
Oh, boy. Here it is. That thing the Lord warned me about, the male ego.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Oh. Well, go on. Tell me some more about me.
Well, you're rather handsome.
Yes, I know. What else?
I kind of like the way you look.
Oh, shucks.
But I don't like the way you smell. Oh, Adam, go stand under the waterfall.
Well, excuse me. I have to make another call to God. Lord, yeah, it's me, you know. Adam, look, you heard what she said. That wasn't nice. I do? Really? Well, gee, nobody else complained. Well, yeah, you're right. Up to now, my friends were all these camels and goats. Why did she... What? Nagging. Is that what she's doing? It's called nagging. You say it's part of her job description? That and talking back? Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, I heard you. You just said I'll have to get used to it. Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
Adam, dear.
Yes?
When you get back from the waterfall, you're going to need to take out the garbage.
What garbage?
Well, just look around.
No.
Just look what you have scattered all over the place. Banana peels and date pits. Fig leaves, grape stems. You never clean up after you eat, and you never pick up after yourself.
Well, I like all my stuff around me. It gives me a sense of security. It's a macho thing to rebel against neatness.
God warned me about this too. He says, it's a guy thing and I'll just get used to it.
Well, can't we just sweep it into a nice little pile and tuck it under here, the bed of leaves, you know, just kind of...
Absolutely not. It's a terrible mess. Get rid of it.
All of it?
Well, yes. Well, wait a minute. Maybe some of these grape leaves. We'll save some of these.
Why?
Well, look at this place. It needs sprucing up. I thought I'd make curtains.
Curtains? We don't even have windows.
Now, isn't that just like a man? Here I am trying to create a little beauty around here, and you hit me with logic.
What are you doing? What is it?
I'm crying, you idiot.
But why?
Because my feelings are hurt.
What are feelings?
You'll find out.
Oh, don't cry, for heaven's sakes. It makes your nose run. And you look awful.
Now you've really hurt my feelings. Now you think I'm ugly.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. And the next thing you know, you'll be chasing other women.
Don't be stupid, Eve. There are no other women.
Now you think I'm stupid.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Oh, and you said I was lumpy.
Well, you are.
But you could have said curvy instead of lumpy.
What's the difference?
Oh, you're an insensitive plot. I just hate you.
Oh, give me a break. I don't know what to do with you. I'm calling upstairs again. Maybe I get some answers. Lord, it's me. Yeah, Adam, you know, down here on earth. Yeah. I can't figure out this woman you gave me. She's so touchy. And she's all wet. And she keeps crying. What? You say she's supposed to cry? She's programmed to do it? Uh-huh. It's to lay a guilt trip on me. Now don't give me that. You'll find out again. Just tell me what I need to know. What? You're kidding. Put my arm around her. All right. Okay, now what? I should what? Oh, come on. Lips are for talking and eating. All right. Is this what you call feelings? I might get to like this.
Oh, Adam, you still haven't been to the waterfall.
Ooh. Oh, there she goes, nagging again. I guess I'll just have to get used to it.
Honey.
Yeah?
After the waterfall, let's go for a little walk in the woods.
Well, okay. What are we going to do in the woods?
Ooh, you'll find out.
There she goes again.
And listen, why don't we pick up a little snack on the way?
Like what?
Well, there's that great big tree, you know? The one with all the big red apples
on
it.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You mean the one that the Lord said we shouldn't, we should stay away from?
Yeah.
That one?
That's the one.
We can't do that. He said it's forbidden.
Oh, I'm sure he was only teasing. Why would he put it there if he didn't mean for us to enjoy it like everything else in the garden?
I don't think we should.
Oh, come on. What's the big deal? What could be hurt by eating just one little apple?
Well, okay, I guess you're right. What could possibly happen?
You'll find out.
Oh, God.
For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.